Okay. I'd like to call to order the August 22nd meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vehicle Parade Commission. The Assistant Director call roll to establish a quorum.
Mr. Maggio?
Present.
Mr. Franco?
Present.
Mr. Bergeron is absent today.
Okay. The first item under old business is 235 through 41 Bourbon Street. We have an applicant present. Could we have the staff report, please?
Yes, you guys can come to the table. 235 through 41 Bourbon Street. Proposal to renovate buildings, including proposed change of use on the third floor from vacant to short-term rental. Per application materials received, 10/11/22, 8/17/23, respectively. Staff notes that this project includes the neighboring property, 235 through 237 Bourbon Street. Staff has received word from City Planning Commission that the subdivision of these two properties into one lot of record has been tentatively approved by CPC, pending some final documentation. As such, the building and project can now be reviewed as one property. This statement is the same from the last time you guys reviewed it. I just wanted to make sure that you remembered that one section. Mm-hmm. When this application was last reviewed at the 2/28/23 meeting, Mr. Bergeron made the motion for the conceptual approval of the proposed work, excluding the structural work. Mr. Fifield asked to amend the motion to state revisions on the Vanville Street door. The applicant has removed the injectable mortar from the proposal we see today, but has added a new hood vent to one of the service L roofs, with the duct to travel on the exterior of the building, penetrating the balcony structure. Mm-hmm. Staff has not received any updated drawings per the motion regarding the Vanville Street door. The applicant is now seeking an overall approval for all elements of the proposal and has submitted a cover letter addressing the remaining items. And then we have them bullet pointed here. Some of these we addressed at staff in a meeting. The ramp on the Vanville sidewalk, encroachment working groups has informed Mr. Williams' office and us that that this will only go through DPW and it will not be considered an encroachment. The in-swinging French doors at the main entrance to the bar, 100D, is shown as an out-swinging single-leaf door. The applicant responded that this is an egress door per fire marshal and BBSA. Staff is unclear if it will be appropriately detailed and resubmitted or what plan the door will be installed in. A cut sheet has been submitted for the new exterior sprinklers at the second and third floor on the Vanville side of the building. As long as they are discreetly located near the balcony structure, this may be handled at staff. The current rail extension will be retained, so there will be no new rail extension on that wraparound balcony. The mortar injection has been eliminated completely from the proposal. The new items that you guys are seeing today, the submitted structural details for balcony reinforcement at the Bourbon and Vanville elevation of the main building has been minorly revised to use a flat plate instead of an angle. However, the drawing is difficult to read and no reflected ceiling plan has been submitted so staff can assess the overall visual impact. Four 10-inch tieback plates are shown in elevation at the party wall splitting the buildings. This was deferred when last heard in February due to the absence of an elevation drawing showing their locations. The applicant submitted a cut sheet for a new hood vent, which has not been reviewed yet, followed by an undimensioned roof plan and elevation showing the duct penetrating the service L balcony. The hood vent does not appear to be approvable per mechanical code as this proximity to the rear property line and the external duct and its interference with the balcony, particularly its structure, is troubling. It is also unclear how visible the hood vent would be, but staff notes the committee's preference for inline fans whenever possible.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. Do you have
so the new stuff is at the bottom.
Uh-huh. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
I just want to clarify the there's vents coming, three vents coming vertical. Do you see that chase in the bubbles?
First, for the record, state your name.
I'm sorry. Lyndon Anderson with Williams Architects. The vent is coming through the chase. It's not an exposed vent until it gets to the roof there.
It's not here?
It's there, right? It's in a chase, though. It's not.
Right, but it'll come over and it's cutting off balcony
it
and it's
cuts,
coming through here
correct.
And here.
There are three ducts that are coming up through there.
we would still consider, even if it's in a chase, it's still an exterior alteration that's...
Yeah, oh, it is.
That's not typically...
It's there.
I mean, I think the bigger issue, Lyndon, is that that's the property line wall.
Yeah.
And
I understand
that. Yeah. Mechanical.
It's just the...
That's a firewall. You, I heard you say that that's not allowed.
There's still a required setback at property lines.
It's coming over once it comes from the...
We just need
chase.
This to be dimensioned to show
okay.
that it's not with it. It just needs to be approval with the mechanical division.
Okay.
Well, I think we can handle getting it approved
It'll
by the mechanical division.
Yeah, could.
Sure. That's the new chase.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there an elevator
kitchen
down here?
Is on the first floor in the back.
I thought there was an elevator.
And there's no way for the hood otherwise to other than to come up. Yeah,
you know. You could sidewall, but you don't want to do the outlet.
Could I ask a question just for clarification?
At one point, we submitted this with this chase shown.
But it didn't have
it was
any.
Conceptually approved.
It did not have the hood vent at the top.
No.
And so the chase, Nick admitted that he missed the chase because the associated equipment on the roof was not shown
mm-hmm.
with it. So until then, it was
mm-hmm.
still kind of diagrammatically.
I just need to catch up. Isn't there an elevator somewhere just behind,
yes.
behind that?
On the other, you see that
here.
Can happen, yeah.
On the other side. So this is the courtyard facing
inside,
into the block,
interior.
Not out of the block. Okay. I think that has
that's happened. Also been conceptually approved.
I just wanted to make sure that we were...
The state and federal folks are okay with that.
So, no, no. Okay. So we're not going to see this from the street under any circumstance?
No.
I just had to get myself oriented, because these drawings are kind of fragmented. They're not, you're not showing full plans. But you will be modifying the guardrail, but you're leaving the column spacing the same as it... Is that... Is that column?
We're keeping the columns just what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like. Oh, yeah, even that one. Okay.
I'd like to see in detail for
yeah.
how that structure is.
But again, that's
right
the street side.
Well.
Oh, you're right.
That's what confused me.
That
so do we have a picture of that gallery on that side?
No.
No, we don't.
No. That's another picture.
Is this
yeah, that's
here?
Right there.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a little bit different condition, and the spacing of the columns is different on this side than on the other side?
Yeah, but I mean, it just means that there is no column
yeah, this
on this
like
end.
Yeah,
and those
4 inches short
of
showing you
right.
that the railing just dies into the wall. Now it would be dying into the chase.
And then what down below that, is that that's an open gallery below it in the courtyard? Again, we don't have any drawings here to tell us what's really happening.
Well, you see the elevation.
Yep, I can. And so you're filling in, and it is open. Is that? So when we look at the elevation, we're seeing that chase come all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But the fascia continues, and so we'll need to see how that structural system is interrupted, if it picks back up or if it's just... chopped off.
Yeah, I mean, so what's the plan there? Are you going to just blow out all of the gallery construction?
Well, we could stop the fascia and bring it out another inch or two so that it has a place, a home, you know, a place to die. That'd probably be a better detail.
It seems to, and then your fascia at the roof, does it extend beyond the line of the gallery?
Yeah, then you have the roof. That comes out further. Because it has a, you know.
So there's any possibility that you
and
could.
And by the time we get up to the roof, we're transitioning over with the vent.
So the thing that I'm kind of piecing this together, but I'm seeing that you have a rectangular shape, not a square shape, that the duct is passing through. Is that set, or can you rotate that volume, or make it thinner so that the guardrail could continue on to the?
I think we could.
I mean, so you'd actually retain...
And take the guardrail all the way over. And
yeah,
set
the wall that much further back.
The chase back 6 inches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you at least have the topology of the... Of
then
the,
that roof detail works better and...
Does that work for staff? I mean, at least then you have a marker, and then the spacing of the columns stays consistent. You're not kind of showing, like, taking off part of the bay. I think that, does that look pretty
good? What about the style of the event that you guys have been requiring in line for a while?
And I think that's probably our best option. Where does the air intake happen for this?
And this is also quite large.
Yeah.
Is there...
This is in here.
Where's your air intake for this hood arrangement?
It will function on that.
Is it on a roof plan? I don't...
No, it's not.
Do you show air intake? I think we need to know where the air intake was for this. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, the air intake is going to be an element that's on the roof of the building.
Correct.
Or not. I mean, if it's not, then it's not.
All equipment we need to see. All of the equipment shown.
And I think we would express, agree with the staff that inline fan is a preferable solution from every point of view. You're not, that all your grease is ending up where you can control it.
Sure.
What else is on this list?
The balcony flat plate detail, all those staff notes. Structural detail for balcony reinforcement. Drawings difficult to read. A new RCP plan was submitted.
Right. So,
and I don't see the tie back.
That detail, the balcony detail, oh, it's not. It's the one that says instead of L plate on the.
It's not L plate, they're just sister plates coming together at the outriggers on the balcony. So there's no L.
Right.
And that's just to accommodate the weight. I mean, there's going to be potentially a lot of people there, so they're 100 pounds per square inch. They're basically doubling the outrigger plates.
We're really not seeing, though, how this relates to any of the architectural elements, including, you know, the stringers, and if it runs the full length of the outrigger, how it interacts with the wall, you know, that...
They're just sistering to the outriggers. Like, you wouldn't really... They just become thicker. But, you know.
So, again, you're going to have to...
Thicker and deeper, though, right? And are they galvanized steel?
Okay. Yes, they'll be galvanized steel.
But you're going to field weld them, so the galvanizing is going to get shot.
Pardon?
It looks like you're stitch welding on site.
Yes.
So galvanizing is going to get burned off.
It's also not going to be compatible with the iron.
So, again... But again, bear with me. This structural detail is all the gallery that is facing towards the side street. And
it's just the balcony.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the pictures now.
This is the big, full the front big, elevation. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is important.
Yeah.
This is Bourbon Street. And
so the fascia covers the ends of the outriggers.
You don't
see them.
The fascia is probably
going
to have to get deeper as well.
I mean, it's, yes, it would be deep enough to cover outriggers.
Did you consider a bolted connection so you could use galvanized metal and not do site welding? I mean, I'm just asking. I mean,
no,
I don't think so.
Is that just the preferred?
Our PACE engineering said, here's what we recommend.
Well, but again, it's one thing to get to the code standard, and the other one is to be appropriate with your historic fabric. And so I can totally understand how well...
What was the other thing to do?
Bolt.
Just bolt it?
Bolt through. I mean, we've approved that recently, as a matter of fact.
Something you did. Toulouse, maybe. I remember. It was very recent data.
Right.
Yeah.
As a connection method that is less damaging to the historic fabric... There's a chance that you're going to get a better weld.
He's showing welding. I'd be happy to do the bolts.
Okay. I mean, I think that helps. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I totally appreciate the need to bring it up to code, and we're leaving the historic fabric in place.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's probably a better solution.
I think it is, too.
I'm sorry, what did you say was a better solution?
Bolting.
Bolting.
So that was, my concern with that would be we just need to see more details that give us the full visual impact, because the one you're thinking of, thank you for reminding me, Renee, that one, the bolted detail was the plate over the gallery posts directly behind the fascia and not as visible as an outrigger would be.
That was a gallery.
Particularly getting deeper and
yeah, and that
thicker.
Was a gallery,
yeah.
Not a...
And it was doctor. Replacing an existing thicker beam across those gallery posts rather than sistering to something that is historic and a different dimension and a different material.
So you're finding problems with this?
Just like to see more.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we'll, for sure. Okay, and then these, did you give us a detail for the plates, but not an elevation?
It's, yeah, no, it's sheer.
It's on a different sheet?
Yeah. Okay. It's on,
sheet.
It's past, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's right before the sprinkler heads, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't, is it on both of them? It's just the four here on that elevation. It's on the four on the Bourbon Street elevation.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, and I paint them on it.
Yeah, so you'll paint them? Okay. And then what's the last item?
Well, so this was my question. Out of the list of items that were previously brought up and kind of itemizing the ones that are outside of our purview or at staff level, the only one that seems to be part of our purview would be the in-swing door. And it looks like you were requesting more detail just to be able to verify that it's appropriately detailed and what plane the door is in. Okay. So that's
yes, we never received the detail, or we don't know what plane it's going to be installed in for that outswing door.
But it's those four things,
yeah,
right?
We're cool with it outswing, yeah. But we don't know the details now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can take some action here
today.
Is there any public comment on these proposals? Seeing no public comment, would you like to say anything before we go to a motion?
Yeah, one, apologize for not having a better visual of the structure. I think that the staff is right, and you too, that welding is a little overdone, and I think that bolting would be a better solution. And also that I think that we can work something out with the outswinging door with the staff. And what we'd like to do is proceed as, and I know the staff's, you know, in a position where it's hard to have them do things at a staff level just in general. So like to be able to go back to them and get these things resolved. And I think these are the only things that's holding us up from issuance of a permit. But the city has issued us or made available to us a framing permit, so I think we can. They're proceeding like this week. They got a dumpster out there this week. So if you'd like us to come back to the architectural committee, I think it's in 3 weeks, the next one.
Yeah,
we have to. But, and we'd like to have the opportunity to try and work it out with the staff. And if they feel they got to come back, then you know we'll have to decide that
the last
in a week so that we can get on the agenda.
Well, that was the time.
And appreciate all your patience
never
and all the things that have been going on with this project. There's a lot of moving parts.
I think the whole thing, the structural, has got to come back.
Okay, I mean.
I mean, the door, depending on what's submitted, we might be able to, yeah. But I think the structural, the whole.
We ask him for his line.
And just to be clear, that those drawings need to be submitted by the 29th.
Next
Tuesday. All drawings have got to be submitted by the 29th. No exceptions.
So one thing we could do here is we could defer this until you return, or we could make some kind of partial approval, but it's going to be very here and there. It's not going to address all the open items that you have in this proposal. But it does seem that you'll be coming back. I mean, I think the most important thing to me as I review this list is being able to confirm that you have an inline vent hood, and that you give us a structural detail for the sistering of the outriggers, and then
and an RCP.
What?
An RCP.
Yes, and then I think we understand what's going to happen with the guardrail fascia for the chase, but just seeing that wouldn't be a bad thing. So, does it matter to you, since you do have a framing permit, if we deferred this?
I think we're good. I think it'll literally, when we get it approved, let's say we get the in line, show a detail for it, show the detail for the bolting, and show the detail for the door, and we get those drawings in next week, then you'd probably hopefully be approving this 2 weeks thereafter. They got at least 2 months of demo and framing, so
right. Okay.
I think we'll be fine. But it will be the very last thing we need to get a permit, so...
Well, I think the important thing here from my perspective is to have...
But I do have one other question.
Sure.
And I think we may be... everything on that block is a zero elevation, except for this. Our slab is 4 inches up. And we have that exterior ramp that everybody's approved except for a DPW, and DPW is not approving it. This is something new. So I think what we're going to do is also put on the agenda to take the slab down to zero for both the whole thing. So that would mean I'd have to add 2 or 3 inches of door onto these existing doors.
Hmm.
And just giving you a heads up for that.
Well, that certainly is a change.
I think it's doable. I've looked at the doors. We could have the doors remilled so that they're more appropriate. But it's just...
I guess what you need to do is kind of get everything that you want to do with this building kind of in a pile,
right,
and then give it to us. And if all of a sudden you need to change the elevation of your first floor, that should be in the pile.
Right. It's going to be in the pile.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and I'd rather see more drawings than fewer drawings, especially when it relates to changing the volume
and
of the building.
We'll show you what that looks like to a lot.
Okay.
So
okay.
Maybe
so,
we defer this, so I appreciate it.
I think that's probably the best. Then we can just make one approval, and it won't be all piecemeal. So do we have a motion in the matter of 235 through 41 Bourbon Street?
Yes, I'd like to move for deferral to allow the applicant a chance to provide additional information and explore some of the conversation points today, notably in regard to the preference for an inline vent hood and the detailing of the chase behind the guardrail and fascia, the structural detail and RCP needed for the balcony reinforcement, with a preference for or with a requirement for it to be bolted as opposed to welded, and more information regarding the door detail for the in-swinging French door detail, or I'm sorry, the outswinging single leaf door. Details and information showing what plane that it would be installed in, with the understanding that the outswinging door itself would not be an issue, and the no need to re-review the tiebacks, which at the locations as presented and painted out to match the wall are acceptable.
Great. I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And if you could provide the staff with your correspondence with the State Fire Marshal regarding the swing of the door and BBSA, just so that we have a basis for
We're
that change.
We're having trouble getting BBSA letters, but I think...
Well, I know, but Fire Marshal would be sufficient, just so we have a paper trail on why that change was made. Thank you.
To you or to...
To staff.
I have one stop.
Anything you upload to One Stop, you'll need to at least email so let us know it's there, because One Stop unfortunately does not notify us when documents are uploaded.
You don't just check every open application every day to make sure.
Tony, stop.
Okay. The next item is under new business, and it's 841 Royal Street. We have an applicant present. Do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 821 Royal is a blue rated building. This is a proposal to restore millwork to 5 infilled openings on the new main elevation for application materials received August 4, 2023. The applicant is submitting an elevation and millwork profiles for the restoration of millwork in 5 infilled openings on the new main elevation of the service cell. The elevation shows the first and fifth openings with panel shutters matching those on the second floor, while the 3 middle openings have 2 light single panel wood French doors consistent with those on the main building. The transom will not be restored and is shown as remaining stucco infill. No transom section has been provided, but it has been drawn simpler in elevation than the historic millwork, which returns at the jam before dying into the wall. Since no plan has been provided, it's not clear if the doors and shutters will be restored at all openings or if the shutters will only be present at the 2 indicated in elevation. Staff notes that both interior and exterior elevations of the shutters must be provided, as well as a transom detail showing the plane of the stucco in relation to all millwork. Staff finds the proposed conceptually approvable, with additional drawings to be submitted prior to permit issuance. Since openings clearly exist in these locations prior to their infill, and this could be considered a restoration, commission review is not necessary.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Robert Cangelosi, Copeland Wilson Architects, 1100 Jackson Avenue.
Do you have a presentation you'd like to make or a response to the staff report?
You previously approved these 5 openings matching the openings going towards Royal Street. Mm-hmm. The way this building has been chopped up, I thought I was going to, based on some of the photographs which all popped up there, I thought I was going to be able to put some black painted plywood behind the transom so you couldn't see through there because the floor level comes right through there. As we got into it, we couldn't make that happen. So we are now just restoring the 3 doors in the center there to be casement doors with the glass. The stucco will remain the same. The jam detail will be the same as the head detail. There is really no transom detail there at all. The 2 outer openings, which were matching the opening above, based on the function, what's going on there, really does, you can't open them up. They've changed the things on the inside. They're really, I can't figure out how they really monkeyed with this building in here, but you can clearly see with the arches there, the openings and the windows that have been inserted in there, some that even become on the 3rd floor, go below that bell course. That over the years, they've just really done a number to this building. So they're trying to get access into the back part of the building using the casement doors there. They are going to have to, you're going to come in at the street level matching the rest of the building there, but they're going to have to put a recessed area in the interior there and then step up to the upper level there. The rest of the courtyard and all is at the same level as the shop, the sidewalk, and everything else. In this one space in here, they just did some crazy renovations to it. So we're trying to make something better there than currently is.
So the shutters won't have operable doors behind them, or they won't have doors behind them at all?
It's a wall there.
They're mock,
just like the one above it is mock. There's a wall behind the one on the second floor there. It's very bizarre what they've done here. Now, at one time, my detail there does show for the casement doors, shutters. It says shutter in there. I'm going to rabbit it for a future shutter. They wanted shutters. They pulled the shutters on out, but I wanted to at least detail it so down the road on those 3 casement openings, shutters could be applied. But it's just evolved in a very bizarre manner.
So I just have a kind of a basic question, and staff, or you might be able to help me with it. It looks like there were nightshade doors on this building originally. Is that correct? Are the 2 light French doors that you're using as a basis for this design proposal original to the building, or are they a modification that happened at some point in time? And the reason I'm asking that is that slide, I'm just try to get to it. I'm just wondering, I mean, do you have any position on...
It's kind of unusual to have night blinds on the second floor there. That's the only place they really exist like that.
But we're talking about the 5 ground floor openings.
The 5 ground floor openings, what now?
Is that what we're talking about? Is the 5?
Yes, we're talking about those there. But I'm going to mimic the panel shutter
on the
second floor, which exists.
Is that...
So I'm going to try to find the slide that I was looking at. So you can. This is a matter of clarification, probably more than anything else.
You can barely see it on the right side there. Do you see the shutter that's already in there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the French doors on the first floor and whether they've got the? I'll have to double check that.
So I'm right looking there. At slide 50.
Right, I'm not talking about the shutters.
Yeah, but you're mimicking that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but the question would be, and this is my, I'm going to get to my question. So we look at slide 55, and you know, it doesn't look like this building had shutters on the ground floor. And so I'm wondering if a vocabulary of a nightshade opening would be more appropriate for a ground floor opening rather than louvers. That's my question. Only because on other parts of the building, you have precedent for nightshade openings. I mean, and again, 55 is not nightshade, but and I'm
sorry, I don't have numbers. So I'm trying to find
entirely. Okay, you're getting close.
See, there's the panel shutter on the second floor. There, the far right, I'm mimicking directly below it.
Right. And so that's really my question: is that vocabulary of the difference between first and second floor shutters? And again, go down one more slide. There you go. See how the transom bar is treated with that return?
Yes.
And,
yes. That's what I originally proposed.
But my question is, I don't see putting shutters over the round-headed transom. I'm just wondering if we're doing this as a change to a building, do we go back to something that is kind of present on the building but not original? Do we go back to something that is more original? And again, I'm speaking without much. I'm looking to you for some expert input here. And I know you study this. I'm just worried that the louver shutters on the ground floor may not be appropriate.
Well, I'm not proposing louver shutters on the ground floor.
You mean the panel?
I'm proposing a panel shutter on the ground floor.
Where is that?
So it's going to match this guy.
It matches that guy there.
Okay. Well,
the rest of the building has louvered shutters over a panel.
I'm not seeing that.
The storefront openings currently have no shutters.
Mm-hmm. Right, I understand
that.
But they do have the recessed panel jams and all that good stuff.
Well, I always trust your scholarship, so I'm more just asking stupid questions.
Yeah, this one has the,
okay, but
kind of all
but
mixed
what is?
Up.
Huh?
They're a little mixed up. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of things that happen in this building.
That looks awful.
Because these are really,
So what is the status of that panel shutter? I mean, it doesn't look.
If you open it, it's a wall and a floor behind it there.
So it's not original to the building either. So see that's.
So you're preferring louvered over a panel on the ground floor? There is what you're suggesting.
No, I'm not. Absolutely, I am not. I'm not. I was asking a question. I wasn't making a recommendation.
Since it's solid back there and there's nothing going to it, I figured the panel is more appropriate than to put louvered
where.
Sorry to say.
Oh, it's paneled today.
It's paneled on the second floor, far end. That you just that's the one you just saw the photograph a part of.
It has strap hinges on it.
And if you go to my drawing, I believe they've added one. At the far right side.
How old is this building? How old is the building, Robbie? I just don't. I'm having a real hard time.
I'm sorry. I take that back. I'm adding one there. The only place it really exists, the panel shutter, is that one in the center there on the second floor. The rest are all louvers over a panel. Mm-hmm. I'm adding the panel shutters on the back wing. Far out ones, the inner three, will be casement doors to match the casement doors going into the shop on Broad Street.
So what is your estimate of the status of that second floor panel shutter? I mean,
that's a typical detail of the period. The profiles on all seem to be right up in there.
Okay.
Did they move it from somewhere else? I've not done paint analysis or anything like that to make that determination.
Okay.
And this one, usually you don't get all of this on a back service wing, and it's really bizarre in the floor levels. When you get on the courtyard, it's like it's not even the same building because the balcony on the courtyard is relating to the floor levels in the building today. I've not done a historic structures report, so I'm not quite sure the evolution here.
But this has been there since I mean, our photographs.
That's been there for a long time.
Yeah. 1963. But
so using it as a basis for design is reasonable.
Photographs earlier than that, I think going back to the 30s.
It's there, yeah.
But it was there.
It would make sense to me.
But it's like saying it is.
Yeah. So would the staff, does the staff agrees that this is a basis, that that panel shutter is a basis for design?
I think if anything, maybe it's more consistent since you said the wall is blacked out behind it on the second floor too. Yes. There's already this kind of existing language for putting this specific shutter over an infill wall.
Okay.
There's a wall with a staircase beyond the wall.
At least it's making these light decisions consistent.
Right. Okay.
I can see yeah. Infills are just so nasty looking.
They're just
trying
they're
to give a little bit of character to it, which without them,
and this,
what are you doing?
This is also weird.
For the arrow, but I can see why they're doing that.
It's very weird.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this proposal? Mr. Williams.
I opt for the panel shutter any day on the first floor.
Right.
In this location.
That's good advice.
I think that's the right solution.
And I just have to, forget it.
Sure.
Well, let's see, this is a nice shaped door.
That's on the front.
Yeah. It has the original transom above it.
There's no.
They would have a nightshade. They just would put a panel over that part.
Right. It was just right.
Right.
Like, not counting this part.
Yeah. That probably doesn't does not address the program.
I've got to get someone to get me up there to open it up.
The
plan was to take it and send it to the mill to do
something up there.
Yeah, and there is something. I was going to say, there's something up here too. They're already dealing with it. But then it starts getting.
It falls apart.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
You win. We just had to work it through. Okay. And no, aside from Ms. Williams, no other public comment? Okay. Any final thing you'd like to say to clarify my mind before we go to a motion?
No, I'm glad to answer your questions.
Thank
so
you.
That you understand.
Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 841 Royal Street?
Yes, I would like to move for conceptual approval with additional drawings to be submitted prior to permit issuance.
And review by the staff?
And to the staff, yes. Sorry.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for giving us a little dust up. Good job.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. My student has come down with COVID. That's why she's not been back to go through the practice.
She's been working with Noah, so we're...
Okay.
Yes.
Next item is 913 Governor Nichols, 1255 Dauphine. You have an applicant present? Do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 913 Governor Nichols is a Blu-ray main building. This is a proposal to address demolition by neglect and work without permit violations, including structural repairs at the gallery, and a proposal to stabilize the gallery's stair rail. Per application of materials received August 8th, 2023 and August 15th, 2023, respectively. Note, this application is limited to the existing Blu-rated building and does not include review of the proposed new construction at this lot. On July 27th, staff opened a new violation case for work without permit and demolition by neglect issues at the historic Blu-rated main building with a few other issues elsewhere on the site. The applicant proposes the following work. Main building gallery, much of the wood at the columns and horizontal structure has deteriorated significantly in a short period, excepting the second floor handrail. The Dauphine side beam between the main building and masonry post was removed without permit in 2021, causing the second floor column and much of the attached millwork to slump. Staff issued an emergency stabilization permit, a stop work order was posted, and engineer Walter Center was consulted regarding needed repairs. While an application to repair the gallery was initiated, it was found to be insufficient for review and was returned for revision. No revised materials were submitted, and the beam was replaced without permit. Detail 1/030 shows the structural connections for the beam replacement, which the applicant is appealing to retain. The surrounding millwork has continued to rot at an alarming rate, and staff is concerned that the pier beneath this column and beam has been listing, particularly since the 2018 renovation. Its proximity to the live oak tree adds to staff's concern that there may be active movement. The applicant has stated that they intend to place a monitor on the pier to observe it over several months and will propose more substantial repairs if it is found to be moving. Regarding the deteriorated columns and trim, the applicant proposes to splice the three columns closest to Dauphine, removing the lower portions of the column above the wooden handrail, which is to be salvaged and reinstalled. The structural repair is shown as 2 5/8-inch through bolts installed 6 inches apart and routed to be hidden. The upper portion of the column and trim to remain, with the trim to be reattached and repaired as needed, and any replacement work to match existing. 4 copper downspouts are missing at the front and rear elevations. The applicant proposes to temporarily replace the stolen sections with aluminum, replacing them with copper once the property line fences are built. Staff notes that aluminum is not compatible with copper, but stainless steel can be used if the lower downspouts are painted to match the adjacent surface. Staff believes that the missing downspouts may have directly contributed to the gallery's deterioration as the wood elements became spongy with rot and the water was no longer being directed at the foundation of the pier, potentially exacerbating the impact of the tree given its removal of water from the ground. If allowing a different material for the downspouts prevents their theft and therefore allows them to perform their function, staff finds this to be an acceptable compromise. The applicant calls for the downspouts to kick out and extend 1 to 2 feet away from the base of the masonry of the pier. Staff seeks any recommendations or comment from the committee, or comment the committee may find appropriate given the structural observations that will take place in this location. Other violations, the applicant submitted a letter with a narrative and timeline to address the remainder of the violations cited in the most recent case, were without permit paint. Staff knows that this violation was not in regard to paint applied to the unpermitted beam replacement, but refers to the haint blue paint at the gallery soffit. Staff does not find it approvable for the age and style of the building, nor approvable per the design guidelines, and recommends the applicant be required to paint the soffit white. Work without permit chain link fence. The applicant states that the fence will be replaced under the permit for new construction. It is conceptually approved in the new construction set, but the violation for the chain link fence must continue until this work is done in order to ensure that the chain link fence does not become inadvertently prescribed. As is typical when a violation is not approvable for retention, but the committee agrees to delay enforcement for whatever reason, staff recommends denial with 18 months to be allowed for compliance. Work without permit security cameras. Cameras were observed on the parking structure that is set to be demolished as part of the scope for the new construction. Similar to the chain link fence, this violation must continue until that work is completed so it does not become inadvertently prescribed. Lighting. Floodlights were installed on the back of the main building due to security issues with the neighboring park, which the applicant states will be removed when the new construction is done. Gallery pier. The applicant requests to measure and document the gallery pier over several months to determine if active settling is occurring. Staff requests a submittal detailing what observation will be done and a determinate amount of time, so this violation can be enforced if observation does not take place or if conditions worsen. All other DBIN violations are addressed under the scope of work. The applicant also proposes work that was not cited as a violation. The railing at the front stair leading to the second floor gallery is extremely unstable as there is no attachment preventing lateral movement. An existing post supports the stringer, but the railing is in a different plane. The applicant proposes to extend this post up by splicing and creating a new post with the stringer. The bottom rail, which is not a historic profile, will be cut and will die into the new post, which will in turn die into the top rail. Staff finds the solution to be the least invasive method for stabilizing the railing as it will leave historic fabric in place. Overall, staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding the proposed structural repairs, conceptual approval of the proposed pier monitoring with a detailed plan to be submitted to staff and updates to be provided at frequent intervals, denial of the appeals to retain the unpermitted soffit paint, chain link fence, security cameras, and lighting, with enforcement to be delayed 18 months or until new construction is permitted and begins, conceptual approval of contemporary downspout replacement with the proviso that stainless steel must be used instead of aluminum, and conceptual approval of the proposed rail reinforcement.
Thank you. Would you like to state your names and addresses in relationship to the property?
Yes. Yeah, Andrew Stevens with Williams Architects, 824 Brown Street.
You go.
Walter Center, structural engineer, 4702 Taboo Street.
And John Williams, Architects, 824 Brown Street.
Great. Do you have a presentation or response to staff report that you'd like to share with us?
We have Walter here to answer any of the questions because there's been a series of things happening, and we want to make sure, because of the nature of this building, that we treat this very seriously in terms of getting structural stability. We applaud the staff for their diligence in getting to a solution that allow us to move forward. So the things that are mentioned here, unless Andy, you see anything that we feel like, I think we've already agreed to what is stipulated here. So what we're just asking is for the architectural committee to kind of ratify the direction that we're going in. One, get the building stabilized. Two, allow us to move forward and get permitting for the things that we need to change immediately, and to move forward with the things that we think that are going to be able to be changed while we're doing construction of the new construction.
Okay, well, I guess the first thing...
I think that's what you have before you, something that we've already worked out with the staff.
Okay, but I'd love to hear from Walter. What do you think? What do you think is going on with these piers and what kind of monitoring?
This is a good picture right here.
Yeah, the column on the far right-hand side is probably about 2 inches out of plumb, but the load is still going down the center third of the column, so it's not unstable yet. But the concern is with that big oak tree there in the dry weather we've had, that oak tree is sucking a lot of water out of the ground, which is going to cause obviously settlement. So our proposal is to put a mark on the column and use a 4-foot vertical level and measure the offset and monitor that either monthly or bi-monthly to see if it's moving any more. If it's not moving any more, then I think we're okay. If it continues to move, the only obvious solution is to rebuild the column.
Okay. And that's a good approach.
Did you already put the mark out there?
No, we just met out there about a week ago and talked about that, but we're going to put a line on the thing, put a 4-foot level from that point down, and then measure the offset.
Let us know, and so we can get photos too,
Okay.
That's great. And you're going to do it in two planes, and both front and side?
It's really tilting more towards Dauphine Street. It's not tilting back towards...
You might as well make two marks.
I mean, we could do it on two sides.
Why not? I mean, you're going to have to go out there anyway, so...
Yeah. See, luckily, the column is not bending. It's still straight, so... we don't have to worry about that.
And
so, we can sort of measure in both directions, no question.
And there's no movement in the adjacent column to the left?
That column is moved a little bit, but it's much, much less, and so I'm not concerned. I mean, we can do both of them just to see if there's any movement with them.
More information.
The one on the left is probably moved maybe 1/3 of what the one on the right is.
Yeah, okay.
Is there kind of a time frame that you're thinking about for the monitoring process, or...
You're going to say this. That's why I like that there's a time limit of 18 months. We'll monitor this every month, and the reason that's going to be more easily done is that we're hoping there's just, once we cure the pieces that are violations, that we can cure immediately, which I think we're determined to do that probably in the next week or two. That'll be concurrent with the couple of things we have left to get a permit to do the new construction. And so the financing is all in place, and so we'll be proceeding with getting a construction fence around here, and we'll require the contractor to monitor it for at least, the next 10 months.
So that brings us to all the 18-month deferral of all these compliance items. So what is the status of other zoning related issues for the new construction?
I think we've clipped everything off. Andy can probably tell you where we are.
Well, we had to go to a BZA hearing
We should probably not.
This was noticed as not involving the new construction.
Well, the problem, the reason I asked the question is because you're tying, and this is my real issue.
Yeah.
We have a blue-rated building, which fronts on Governor Nichols Street, mm-hmm. and we're tying compliance for things that pertain to this frontage
to new
construction, which may or may not happen. So in a period of 18 months, we are kind of in limbo, whether, and perhaps longer as the reconstruction either goes forward or not.
So
I'm going to ask.
6 months. There are some items that are going to be corrected now under this permit, not the full package being delayed, right? I mean,
Yeah, and just to clarify, the recommendation was to, seeking your guidance for retention of the structural work that's already been done, mm-hmm. conceptual approval of the monitoring with a detailed plan to be submitted, mm-hmm. All of the other repairs involving the gap, the posts being spliced, the trim being replaced, secured, all of that is to be done now. The only thing that is to be monitored is the pier and whether it's moving. The items that I recommended be delayed 18 months are limited only to enforcement of the items we are denying. So mm-hmm. denial of the appeals to retain the soffit paint, chain link fence, security cameras, and lighting with enforcement to be delayed 18 months has nothing to do with the pier work, the structural work at
right.
the front.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We have any public comment? No public comment. Yes, Ms. Zielinski.
The issues with this building, what really is bothersome is they spent a lot of money on the inside and they didn't take care of the outside. And now they've done work without a permit. It's a mess. The chain link fence at one point had fake ivy on it. Like, the chain link fence, I think, it's time for it to go. And the structural work really needs to be, if it's going to be retained, it really needs to be. This application is so encompassing that I'm not even clear if it's done consistent with what was there, and I don't think anyone is. The rot from the downspouts. This is a problem that's happening all over the quarter. People are neglecting their water removal, and then blaming it on trees or street work or what have you. So it would just be nice to see this very important Blu-ray building to be treated with a little more respect on the outside and not just renovated on the inside. And that's really an encompassing statement for the entire project. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Because the building is fully in use.
Correct.
Yeah, and so it is disturbing to think that you're stabilizing the exterior while you actually have full use of the interior. Seems like the card is a bit backwards. I guess the real question that I have, and I think this brought up by Ms. Zielinski, is delaying enforcement for 18 months contingent on other things happening. I just don't see why, what is the 18 months? What's the importance of the 18 months?
So the 18 months, the reason why I came up with that number, and it don't feel married to that amount of time, but the idea with that was since the permit for the new construction is theoretically coming along soon, 18 months would give that permit when it is issued, the committee approval, commission approval, all of that lasts for a year. So the 18 months would be that if this work is not done and that work does not begin, or does begin, if that work begins but these things are not addressed on the front end, it allows us to continue those violations. And the chain link fence, we do understand that that is needed for short-term security until that front fence is done. We absolutely would love to see that prioritized and gotten rid of. But for things like lighting, cameras, and paint, those are, you know, kind of less pressing issues for just making sure that the structural stability and the demolition by neglect things are addressed. If the lighting for the overall site is going to change substantially, switching out a floodlight for an approvable VCC light and moving all of that conduit when all this is going to change, it cannot stay like this indefinitely, but if that work is going to be done in a timely manner on that kind of schedule and will expire after 12 months, then... But
what brought this to a head? Our new inspector sent a new violation letter?
We sent a new violation letter. We had two violation letters in 2021 when all of these issues were kind of pressing. The new construction last went to committee and was approved in February, and we have not received the last revision since then. We have a meeting scheduled for next week to go over some of those final items, but a new violation letter was issued for all of the issues on the property, primarily focusing on the demolition benefit.
Well, the violation letter has if you're not comfortable with the 18 months, we could just proceed the way the violation letter says to proceed, and then you guys just update us as to what's going on every, how often, is it 30 days, 60 days?
Well, it's dependent. Usually it would be 30 days, 60 days. We only would typically like to do 90 days if there was actual COVID issues.
So, I mean, if you're more comfortable with that, and then we could sort of have like a status.
Well, I guess the question I'm just going to ask the applicant is, are you just not spending money on this until you get the new construction permit in place?
It's actually that we have to do a certain amount of things before we can get a permit. In other words, I can't get a permit unless I satisfy the violations. So we're going to do all the structural things and satisfy all the things that are on the violations. But for that, we'll get issued a permit then to do the new construction, which includes a new wall, new lighting. Those are the things that are getting denied, are the things that we'll be actually doing.
Okay,
so it seems to be a very reasonable...
Well, then let me just ask the simple question, because the chain link fence seems to be the issue. That's not tied to any other construction on the site. Could that go forward before the removal of chain link fence and installation of the Governor Nichols fronting fence before your new construction begins?
We already have the things that are included in here. We have in our permit application to do for the new construction.
But I'm saying
work on this site.
I know we've gone around and around on this because the re-subdivision kind of makes this be a two-fronted beast. But we have this, you know, very historic building,
right,
with a chain link fence in front of it, and somehow it's the health and welfare of this presentation is tied to construction, which is happening kind of around the corner. And I'm trying to get to the bottom of why you're holding off on things that could improve this property until another permit is issued. Am I missing something?
No,
I'm not missing anything. Okay, I didn't think
about it. The fence work on the front, I mean, we agree with everyone that we want to get rid of this chain link fence. It's tied in with the entire development of that site, which is including paving, curb cuts, access, you know,
from
in other words, would be in the way while you did the other construction. Because the construction is also going to be on the left of the building as well as fronting on
for access to the rear, yes.
Main Street.
So the overall intent has always been that that work is going to be done with the new construction because it's tied in with all the site improvements that are taking place.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. That actually answers my question. When was the building put into service? The large building.
When
was it put into service?
When was it?
God, when was the renovation?
Pre-COVID,
2018. Just before COVID.
So you're
about to proceed, and then our owner got a brain tumor, and then all kinds of stuff happened.
Okay. We've asked for public comment. Any other thing from the staff? Tony?
I think so. Everything else
would
have to address with the
structural
monitoring.
Right, that's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, do we have a motion in the matter of 913 Governor Nichols, 1215 Dauphine Street?
Yes, I'd like to move for the following conceptual approval of the proposed peer monitoring with a detailed plan to be submitted to staff and updates to be provided at frequent intervals and with the addition of monitoring in the two directions as discussed during the meeting. Denial of the appeals to retain the unpermitted soffit paint, chain link fence, security cameras, and lighting with enforcement to be delayed 18 months. Conceptual approval of the temporary downspout replacement with the proviso that stainless steel must be used instead of aluminum, and conceptual approval of the proposed rail reinforcement.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Yes.
That doesn't address the retention or the non-retention of the structural work that has already been done to stabilize the gallery, that beam replacement and.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
Don't go away.
More time.
Yes.
Well, this was I didn't know,
Well,
I know this was already.
It was approved in concept, wasn't it?
No, it was asking for retention, and I had put that item under Steak's guidance of the committee regarding the structural repairs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You can see how stuff worked.
Yeah.
This question says, like, favorite question. Additional materials. And then they didn't get those. So they weren't able to review it.
And do we have photographs of that repair room?
Yeah.
So, like, I was wondering if Walter was also kind of, like, speaking to this.
Why don't you ask him?
Yeah, okay.
There's pictures underneath. Okay, so there you can start to see it. If you go through the next couple, you'll see some that are going back the other direction. That's one of the hangers going into that new header beam.
I was gonna ask if you reviewed this on site as well. I thought at the beginning of the conversation when Rick was asking about Walter
looked at this work, and maybe what's not being mentioned is those are just before Ida, and we were really concerned about it. And while it was going on, this is 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2021.
And what we're asking is that you approve the work that has been done.
Right. And so I guess my question was, did you have a chance to look at it at the beginning of our conversation about the approval?
I thought construction, and he's looked at it since then a week ago.
I did a detail back in 2021 about how to fix it, and they basically did it the same way I called for it.
Was that detail provided to the VCC?
I don't know.
The issue at the time was that detail was provided, but it didn't include a lot of the architectural context, and so we returned it to revision to John Williams' office to ask for that to be supplemented so that we had the structural engineering detail, and so that we had an architectural detail that showed that context. We didn't receive that second information, therefore we weren't able to schedule it for a committee review because it is structural work, and then the work was done without permit.
And so the main issue,
that's my bad, it was just during Ida, and I don't know, the office shut down. Fortunately, the work was done.
But the current details that are on the 030 sheet have been produced with both our office and Walter's office.
Okay, so that's the one that's been included in this set, and it does. Does
the detail there.
And that does that detail provide the information that you would have been looking for?
Okay, cool.
So, do I amend it or do I just read?
Let's do a second motion in the matter of 913 Governor Nichols, 1215 Dauphine to address structural issues.
Sure.
Do you have a motion?
Yes. I'd like to make a second motion for clarity's sake. That approves the retention of the structural repairs based off of the acceptance of the additional information that was provided with this set that should have been reviewed at the initial application.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. That brings us to the end of the regular agenda for today's meeting. Next meeting is September 12th. Thanks for coming, everybody. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to move to adjourn.
I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.